Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. To all of you who's been listening in and enjoying the fun, we're going to start out with one of those fun promotion nights and one of those parts that we always promote and want to talk to everyone about is getting a hold of me for a signed autograph of the book. We've had a really good request on where we can get it, and one of the best ways to pick it up is to go in and buy it at your Barnes & Noble store or Amazon.com. But if you want a signed copy, get a hold of me, Jethro, at PsychicJethro@AOL.com. That's PsychicJethro@AOL.com. I have been going through our listings, and we really are running a little behind on some of our guests and some of the things, so I'm going to continue going through with what we're waiting on, and we're going to go ahead with a few minutes here on Sunday and go into the show with you. We welcome you to call 773-897-6461. to get on Psychics Gone Wild and to talk with one of us psychics. We have been working on some really good ideas, and we had a winner last month. Rita, who is a regular here, won, but she has only until the 3rd of July to collect. She is running out of time. It's been over, it'll be 2 weeks that she won the contest. So anyone who does know of her or has seen her, would you please contact and let her know that she was the winner last month, but she's not put in with anybody else. So what we're going to do is we're going to just go ahead and give that prize to somebody else. So they'll win the hour reading and the full email and the other readings. So stay tuned, put your chance in, because we'll be picking another winner. We've not heard back or did any response. And I know it's hard sometimes, you members who do follow and listen to us on the archives, always remember to email us, because, you know, you can get me at the 928-284-0437 and say, I'm a Blog Talk winner or a Psychics Gone Wild winner. And we will contact you through emails, or, you know, you can write me at my email I told you earlier at the Psychic Jethro. But if you also are having a problem or ever really can't get through on any of those, jethro.net is my site. You can catch me on there and write me a line on there. Say, hey, you know, I'm one of the winners. We have a really excellent one that we also have given away an email reading, and we've got there. We didn't receive that at the email. So that is Becky. I think you're here. Yes, and we want to make sure you get your free email. So you have to get your email reading, please put in to psychicjethro@aol.com a recent picture, and I will send back to you an email chakra reading of your chakras, telling you what the chakras are and the different meanings. Speaking of, we've had a really excellent time with the class, and those of you who are taking the class on the radio with Amy Kavanaugh, or if you're taking the class with me at home, please let me know, what do you think of the new emails that we've got and how we're working that. We will be starting up our class here, so any of you who are interested, you know, please get signed in, get a hold of me. I've had a couple people say that it's too much to pay the whole 8 weeks all at one time. If you will work with me and get a hold of me, I've set it up where I can do it in increments, or we can break it down. Actually, we can do it at $25 a class, which is really the same amount, but it's even a better deal for you, because then you can do it, you know, per week and just pay it that way. Or as some other people have done, they pay it, you know, they broke it down biweekly, you know, and did it that way. Whichever way that you want to do it, don't ever worry about the fact of, you know, it's high. Worry about the fact of getting with me so I can get you in, because we've done a really good thing that we've added more minutes on to the time with the teacher. So if you buy the class, you get to work with me on it, not only on the phone, but it's Skype if you have it, or you also can work with me on a regular calling time on a telephone and basically go through those classes. We've had a really good thing that we've added, and some of you that are more than just beginners would like to do, is to take like the totem class, to take the energy and raise it and call in your totems. For those of you who are Blog Talk listeners, we are including that where you can take just one or two of the classes. I do have a request that you have at least had basic meditation, or you at least have had one of the prerequisites of the psychic protection. And that's another class that you can do. A lot of times people will just go in and say, I want the psychic protection. Write it to me, get with me, and I will sit with you. I'll set up a time. We'll send you the week class, and then we'll set up the time on the telephone to get with me and talk with me about how the lessons went and what you got out of the meditations, and to be able to help balance the chakras of yours so that you're able to do those classes. We have a lot going on, a lot of fun, and we really have been really promoting on Sundays here to start. Obviously, I think our person is running a little late, so I'm going to go ahead and let you guys listen to Jennifer Grimm for a few minutes, and I'm going to go see if I can find my guest.
You whisper, you're so sincere.
Great song, and what a great night. And here we go. This is Psychic Jethro welcoming each and every one of you aboard. And Psychic Jethro, how are you? 253, how's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
I'm Megan.
Megan, I thank you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild. And how we do this is we I'll talk with you just a minute here, and then I'll give you a bit of a free mini reading. And what I'm looking forward to, Megan, with you is discussing a little bit of the energy. I feel like you're a little shy or something. I'm getting a little bit of a different energy here between you. You know, and so what I'm going to do with you, Megan, is I'm going to have you talk just a little with me, just kind of say hi and kind of go in here, and then I'll start with your reading. Megan, I feel like you've got some things happening there, so I'm going to kind of talk to you. Can you give me your date of birth?
It is 9/14/91.
Okay. And I feel like what's going on there with you is that you are really strengthening this. They're telling me that you've got some things that you wanted to have happen, and your life's starting to really go there. It's like you are kind of a headstrong. I get you're a little shy, but I get you're also headstrong with what you want in life.
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm feeling, Megan. And what I'm also really getting with you is that you also are doing a really positive strength here. As we're going through with other things, is you're wanting to handle a lot of your life and things going, and Megan, what seems to be, I'm going to have you're going to have to give me a name here for relationship, but I feel you have somebody already.
I do.
That's what I'm feeling. Are you ready to go there and talk about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. I'll have you give me their first name.
His name is Paxton.
Okay. What I feel with you and Paxton is you guys have gotten yourself in one of those relationships that you two are very, very compatible.
Okay.
I'm feeling that you guys have got happening for you two is that you two are working on and trying to bring in the other energy that we all have, and that's to get things to kind of come together so it can all work out in all areas. I feel like you two are working on, what the guys are showing me is that you guys have things, but you're working on like your careers, your ideas.
Right, yes.
That's what I'm feeling, and I really get here that you're pretty determined. He wouldn't have gotten to be with you in the relationship unless you felt he was really going to be with you.
Okay.
And they're showing me that you both have some kind of other interest. I keep picking up animals. I'm picking up, like, first I want to say zoology, but I keep picking up something with animals.
Oh, okay.
Veterinarian, something in that area. I pick that up really strong. I also pick up with you that you have a lot of really good ideas and different ideas with business that you're looking at.
Yeah, because I've been going back and forth. I don't really know what I want to do. I've gone back and forth with physical therapy and then American Cancer Society with working with them. Mm-hmm. And at one time I had thought about doing the dolphin training. So.
I see that. I also see with you in the other part of the other energy here that's why I'm seeing the animals and the other. I feel you do really well in the veterinarian or the business. And I'll tell you, part of the business for you is you would do good well in that charity for the cancer or the other societies is because you have a very good green energy. I can feel your heart energy. You're a very compassionate person.
Okay.
You know, and that's a good quality.
Right.
I've worked in a few charity organizations, and it's something you have to have. And I mean, we can joke about it. There's people in it who don't, and they probably should.
Mm-hmm.
What really, honestly, you know, we want to make sure that you have is that, you know, going into it is it's like something else is going into the fact too. Is that as you look at the stuff that were happening in your life, you're also having some other things going on there that are not all set right. They keep telling me that you've kind of had to fight a little bit. Your life hasn't been easy. You've got, I want to say something here with your family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go into this. Is this okay? You're pretty, yeah, you're not as shy as when we started out. We're kind of going. I feel like you kind of have like a one parent or something. You've had one parent help you.
I do. Yes. My dad, he passed away of cancer.
It's what I'm feeling here, and I feel the really strength out of it is, and the really good thing here is that it's one of those family things that happen there, and you have the energy, it's like all of a sudden I see you going through it too, and it's like I keep feeling like you're going to also be getting to go, it's like something else is going on here with you with the energy of it. And it's like they keep telling me what the guys are saying for you, Megan, is that you've been really you need a full reading. You need to kind of go through all
right.
of it, because I can feel it. It's like the guys are telling me here that they're saying, okay, I'm hearing your parent on the other side. He's like, he had a really funny sense of humor, and he's letting me know that he is helping you, but just in a different way. That he's
okay.
still watching over, and he does know that you're just as stubborn as you were. You have got, sometimes with you, you just are funny. I mean, you have a way about, you're shy, but you usually get
right.
what Megan wants. that kind of thing.
Right.
It's very funny. And they're also saying that this is going to be really good for the fact that as we look into this, I would really, especially at your age, I would suggest having a birth chart. I'm one who does birth chart charts real affordable. There's other ones that do them. Get on, have a
okay.
birth chart done. And what I would do is I'd request one and then have us, send it to you. A lot of people like the email, but I'd have the physical one, and I'll tell you why. It's through the
okay.
year. When I first got mine done, I was all of like 18, and I was buying a cafe. And so, of course, everything in it, I was like, yep, yep, and I looked through it and went, business, check mark, girlfriend, everything's okay. Yep, that's me. I didn't read the good fine print. I didn't read that some birth charts say they talk about a separation and a divorce. Mine brought that up. I read it later and went, oh, I should have read one in the 30s. You're 18, who thinks of the 30s? I'm happy to get to 21. I wanted to dance, So just so you know, Megan,
right.
these are the really, I'm telling you, the ropes. Get this, and you're getting into psychic, and I'm obviously a psychic. I've always had my psychic, and one of the extra things is to have it tape recorded, because like right now,
okay.
with what's going on, I say something, okay, one thing really good, you and your relationship, I see you guys going through a two-year period, really working on the fact that you're very much, finances is something with you, the word budget
right.
to you means something different than other people.
Okay.
You're good. You know what I mean? And that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know if I'll let you know. But the most of society, you say the word budget, they laugh and they run to McDonald's. They run somewhere and go, what? And it's a
right.
true fact that most people don't. You have the word budget down. You've come from this
okay.
from the parent that raised you. You also come from it. You like having financial, I want to say freedom, but you also like having those finances.
Right. That is right.
That's what I'm feeling, see? Now, this is the really good thing, is when you're reading this and you're going through, have it done, and then say, okay, tell the person, this is my relationship, and have them run a compatibility. So here you've got your chart, and you've got a compatibility. So it tells you in those years to watch. I can see one thing with you, too, that this is going to be a little different. I see that you guys will be, with financial, there's some other ideas coming up later that a Virgo puts a lot into their house. And it's okay. I'm not teasing you, calling you Martha Stewart, but I'm going to say you're going to have nice stuff in your house. If you're a
okay.
Virgo and your house is like sitting there all dormant and like a Scorpio on what they call one of our diets, we go on fast where we'll clean out and live with bare existence. Not a Virgo. A Virgo's going to have comfort. A Virgo's house is going to be their home.
Okay.
If you want to go
right.
live in a tent, that's all good for a Virgo. They'll come back from camping and wave at you. But the good thing is that you're going to have that. You're going to have that home. So what that is, and I see with you in your relationship, is I see you two, this being a really excellent thing that you two have got to watch, because you're going to go from one extreme to the other. Well, if we have
okay.
canopy beds and we have beautiful rooms, why shouldn't we have bay windows? Well, we've got this, and then you see what I'm saying? And then pretty soon it's like we got
yeah.
hardwood floors. It's only, pretty soon it's a $120,000 home. It's turned into an $860,000 home. And you guys are going, well, the lights don't look right. And it's like, that's what it is. And what I see for you guys, some really intense times. So, Megan, that's what I'm going to tell you. It's really, you called in the right night here, because normally when we're going through, we have a lot of people. We have a lot of people in the chat room. I'm waving hi to everybody. Welcome, everybody. Our co-host, Casey Kelly's in there with her birth card. And, Megan, do get a hold of her. Her birth card, she'll tell you, like, your date of birth, some different things to help with this.
Okay.
I'm going to have you do a specific question, you get a little more time with me. I apologize, but nobody else wants to talk to me on the phone. I don't know what I did. I'm grounded. So if you feel, what else would you like to talk about, Megan?
So we covered the career question. How about health?
Okay. Megan, I feel that you are you're a person that a lot of your energy goes through your tummy. I'm feeling that you are emotional. You have energies there. I'm feeling with the faith, and I'm percepting with my spirituality and my belief with the guides, and they're showing me with you that you are going to, as you get in a little bit later into life, have a really tough time with the word sugar. They're showing me that it's going to be one of those things that you're just going to drop it. It's like, okay, because, you know, a lot of people will say, ooh, the bad word. And there's a lot of beliefs right now that a lot of the things we're getting is from sugar. It's one of the new things, and when the sugar cane case come in. But what the guides are telling me with you is that you're going to be also getting yourself into some other stuff too. And that is, you're going to be getting going through some health that they said you're going to be wanting more energies, that you're going to be a little, I don't want to say, is it anorexic or little? That's not the right word, because it's more like you're a little bit like hyperglycemic. They're showing me that your energies use up real quick. So the guys are coming, later on you'll have that. They said you are, you know, you've got the word children there. You've got some children coming later. Very strong. You're going to be a very intense. You know, my hat's off to you. I had a Virgo mom. I had a Virgo grandmother and a Virgo aunt who took care of me. We used to drink tea together and talk astrology. It was the most fun.
Okay.
So that's what I get. And Megan, we've got them now. Everybody's calling behind you. So please follow us. Tune back in.
Okay.
And I have a feeling I'm going to have a reading with you. So, you know, get a hold of me at JethroSmith.net.
Okay.
Megan, blessings to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going a little wild here tonight. Now everybody's calling in. I thank you guys, because this is Psychics Gone Wild. It's Psychic Jethro. I'm on it on my own. Angela is out there somewhere. All of the psychics put together and say, Angela, come to us, Angela. I feel that she'll be here soon, and we'll have fun. 253, this is Psychic Jethro. How are you tonight?
Hello. This is Becky.
Becky, how are you, Becky? What's going on?
That was my daughter you just talked to.
I like her. She's cool. She is really cool. You did really well. You got a very intense Virgo daughter.
Yeah. She's such a perfectionist. It drives me crazy.
yeah, they do that. They, you know, and it's one of the big things that we've been having lately that's been going through is we've been really going through the astrology. You know, I really encouraged her on that. And to do the really good charts, I have some older ones and stuff I put together. I've been really instructing people to do it because, you know, the Virgos have some really older things with it too. They have some stuff that, you know, going back into the older 1940s and 50s and some of the old astrologers and stuff, I use a lot of that. I have people that are, you know, they'll joke about why, but the reasoning is because, like you said there, you know, she's very much into that. Now, if you read some of the newer astrologies, they say they're kind of more or less putting the Virgo out to be the free-loving, like the Aquarius, and it's like, no, I still see the old. I see, like you said, I still see that. I also see that Virgos are very strong-minded. A lot of times they're like, Virgos are the little damsel in distress. Oh, no. Virgo's the one who shot you in the arrow. She's dragging home the bacon, and she's going, you know what? I don't know what's going on with you, but you're going to go to another treehouse if you don't shape up.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to know what my question is. I want to know about the relationship. Is it getting better?
I feel, yes, I do feel that. And I feel that you've also got some angel help helping you. We've got some other work here going on it that the person that you're looking to be with is really also getting a little stronger. But I also think that what's happened and what...
Yes, we saw each other last night.
Woo, see, I know it. I knew it. I was praying for you. I gotta tell you, Becky, one of our Psychics Gone Wild fans and friends, and I did put out some angel prayers, and they're telling me that. They're also telling me really strong, too, you know, that you're going through some other stuff, and it's like something else was going to happen for you, and it's like going into the energy of it, it's like the guys are telling me what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to get yourself into some really strong things going. And it's like this relationship is clearing out the way. And I'm glad you saw each other. I also feel what's going to happen here is you're going to have a little bit of that little inconsistency with him, that he wants to see you, but he's a little nervous. And it's a good thing, you know. And the reason is that he, it's like, you know, all of us pray to have a relationship like you've got right now. And here he is, like, you know, he's looking in the box, and then he's like, oh, can't be. You know, it's like when you open the Christmas present and you went for months and you go, Grandpa and Grandma, get me this. And they're like, oh, you know, you're not ready. And then you open it that day and you're like, it's here. That's what he's doing with you. And the really excellent part that I feel is going to happen is you're going to go through a little bit of a transition here through July. And it's going to be a real positive because your significant other and your guide will call you. We've talked about this. Your loving guide on the other side, who was here for you with you for a while, is giving so many blessings that he's not letting go. And you know how stubborn.
Good. Yeah.
You know,
he is so stubborn.
He's telling me he's helping this happen.
Well,
you
like last week when you said about the gorilla that was involved, you know, he did see her last week, so that was so, because you kept saying there was some weird things going on.
I felt it, and it's scary. Now, you know, I mean, you can feel with her and visualize. Now, I was married to someone like this for 2 years. It was not pretty. It was my penance, and I could feel her doing this energy. And what I was going was, I'm like, oh, no, Becky, we're going to have to go back into the woods. That's how Hansel and Gretel got away from the other one. And I just knew she was out there, and I could feel her, and I'm like, she's doing it. She's out there.
Right, and that's what he told me. I mean, because I told you the last time I talked to him that she was supposed to file. Well, she hasn't filed yet. I mean, so they're not filed yet. He was hoping this week. So she keeps, prolonging it.
It's what I got, and she's going to lose out. She's going to get her talons out of him. And the really hilarious part is, you're a very good person, and I knew that when I first read you, and you also came highly recommended by our Amy. I mean, and everyone who loves Amy, all do is our little mermaid. This is one of her very good friends and very good good person. And, you know, Becky gets a hold of me, and I'm getting all this positive energy in my gift, and I'm like, whoa. And then I meet this significant guardian of her angel on the other side, who's just hilarious, really a riot. I thank you. He's made my days fun when I need that sense of humor. And he's telling me, and then, you know, this relationship with you, and I'm like, okay, Becky, you're such a good person, all these things. I'm like looking, making sure, and then I run dead stop into, here's this man, great person for you in a relationship, who's married to this person that don't want him, but is like, wow, she's got her fingernails out there clawing him into him. And I'm like, please, somebody have a toenail clipper, get her off.
I do not like waiting. I'm not a very patient person.
And that's what's so intense about the love with this, is the angels and the guys are going, you know, these two are going to be together, and Becky's going, now. And he's like, I'm really happy. But he also, because he's a really good guy, he's got to go through this. I don't defend anyone that takes a long time drawn out.
I don't either.
I know you don't.
There's a reason why.
That's it. And you're
happy when I get to see him.
You
okay.
Are just
okay. Well, thank you. I will talk to you on Tuesday. We have a reading.
Girl, thank you for doing that. Thank you very much, Becky, and blessings to you. And keep listening to Psychics Gone Wild, and tell that wild Megan that thank her for calling in. She's made my night.
Yeah, she's going to call for it, sign up for a reading. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and blessings to you guys on the coast. Those guys are out there in the Pacific Coast having a wild time. I'm here in Tampa, and we found out a really funny thing here. And this is something I want to share with you guys that made me really wonder here. Those of you who are looking into what happened when the storm came down, look on your computers and type in with the manatees, the two young manatees. We're looking here. We're going to find out where they took them. But when the storm came in, it was pretty intense. The storm Debbie was out there, the hurricane, basically out in the coast. And the two little young manatees were found, sadly, with their mom who'd passed. So we're looking, and I want a little bit of a common detective work from you guys who tune in and listen to me, to please go out, find out, and kind of give me a little information, if you would, sharing back and forth on chat, or you can email me at psychicjeffro@aol.com. Because what we're going to do, and what I'll have for you guys, once we find out where they are, I'm going to do a contest or a reading for you, And I said I would never do it. Well, I'll never say the word never. I will do a reading, and what I will do is I will do some readings at those real low amounts for the baby manatees, and we'll do a reading that way for the charity for July. So those of you who are doing this, please keep track. You guys all know with my significant lover that she's checking, watching. We're going to go see where they are, and we'll work that out. We'll do a contest for that, and then what we'll do is we'll take that. You know, we'll have a picture of it on there. You can see me putting the money in wherever they've got it, or you can, you know, we'll make sure you know it's there. And I want to thank all of you who've been tuning in, because as we're going through Psychics Chats, we're coming into the time we've got quite a few readers. We're doing a little bit of a thing of some new people. And one of the really fun things that we had going on is that we have got a couple of the guests that are going to do some repeat performances. We are going to be asking Deborah Lynn Katz to come back on. You guys asked for it. We're looking at that. Sherry Caluso, there's another, you know, repeat fun person, one of those people you can't wait to talk to. Then you got to add the next one, and the one we're looking for to really get on and back here too is our wonderful Patty Negri. We got to admit, we've just got a crazy audience. Psychic Chef, which is really a good idea. You know, he is in Australia, so we could do maybe these late night shows and get him to come back on. I do have his email, and I will write him, and I think that's a great idea. I had a lot of fun with him in the mornings. I do thank you guys on Monday. And we've moved our shifts here. If you come in, it's on 2 p.m. Monday through Friday is 2 p.m., and then we're doing 6 p.m. on the show. Normally, it's 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the weekends, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the weekends. So these are going to stay pretty much on the weekend times, but look at the weekdays. We've always gone wild. We're going to be doing a little more change there, and it looks like we're going to be trying to move it to a little bit later in the hour because, you know, I have some people tell me they want to sleep in a little longer. Well, if you're still sleeping in at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, I hope you're in Australia, because that means you've been hanging out all morning. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're looking at those times. So always tune in to 773-897-6461. Going right into some more fun, we've had some really good opportunity with a lot of you to be able to look at the emails. And one of the other things that we had brought in was what happened to our health corner. And that's something that we are really working on, and it was on Fridays. We have been really busy, and if you notice on Fridays, I'm only doing an hour show. We're going to take and put Fridays to a longer show, so that I'll add that to, I'll give you like we're doing, and my promise is that we'll add a little longer, and we'll add some more people in. We had some really fun people on yesterday. Rosemarie, we're looking to ask her. I will get a hold of her and see if she can come on. We've had some emails asking about that. We also had Lady Sarah, and she was a new person that read me last night at the end of the show, and we had two people write in and ask with that, and some other people asking. So I'm going to give it a shot. I'm watching, and I'll call or get a chance, and I will see if she'll come on. Without much more, we've kind of went into, let's get into another fun Psychics Gone Wild. Right now, the phones are not letting me pick up any phones, so hang tight, everybody. We're going to play around for a few minutes. We're going to figure out what's going on, and we'll be right back. I apologize. We heard you clear your voice. I was hoping we got you on. We're having a lot of problems with our phone. For some wild reason, it's not letting people through, so we're going to go right back into some more Keith until we can figure out. Thank you. 513, this is Psychic Sun Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you today?
Doing fine. What about yourself?
Doing pretty good, just playing with this wild phone. It's like they don't want us to do what we're supposed to do. We're gone wild. We didn't go crazy. It's just like making me wild here. This is Psychic Jethro, and I thank you for calling in. If you'll give me your first name.
Katrina.
Katrina, I feel like there's some energy here with you that you're a very strong person. You're going through some times that are not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing me that. They're telling me that with you. The guides are also telling me that you've also got some other things that you've been looking at to have happen. And I feel like you've got some kind of a relationship or had a relationship, and things aren't being going right or something. There's something here in a relationship that's got you stressed.
Oh, yes, it is. Has something to do with my fiance's ex-wife is always causing trouble.
Oh, one of those little lovelies. I knew there was something here with the energy, because what I'm getting with you, and I got to make you laugh, but your guys are like, they're sitting there and they've got their arms crossed and they're doing the head shake. They're doing the no, no more, no, no more. And I don't feel it's towards the man. I feel like this woman is doing this and she's got some kind of other issues with you. This is like some kind of karma with you that she plays games. She's not honest.
Right. Right.
You've got my respect. There's where we need to put those prayers out to you. We need you to, what the guys are telling me is we need you to basically put up the shields with her. And I'm getting psychic protection with her. I get that she's got a vicious personality. I worry about her. This one's a little on the scary side here. Her meter's going ding ding on the Lulu. You know what I mean? And it's not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's you don't want to leave her with your car. You don't want to trust her. And she's playing some things here with you. And a lot of her jealousy with you is the fact that you don't play games. One thing is you two are a lot different. You're like, I'm not laughing at you. Please don't get offended. But your guys are hilarious. They're showing me you kind of like, we're not going this, and she's doing this, and the guys are saying no more, and they're saying, I guess they just the music even clicked on that. that was funny.
Yeah, it's so true. You are so right about everything.
That's what I'm feeling, and the guys are telling me in the next couple months, I keep seeing that you have to get some help with her. I'm seeing blue lights. I'm seeing her basically doing something to where you end up picking up the phone and saying, that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have you say the man's name if you're okay over the radio to say it.
I really don't want to say his name.
Okay, that's all right. I understand. I can feel there's some confidentiality here. But it's all right. And one reason I'm trying to pick up is I'm trying to read his guys, because I'm not sure with him. I don't feel that he... Sometimes I think he thinks, I don't think he, I want to say he thinks it's funny, but he's not sure how to deal with her right. They keep showing, this is what makes me Lulu with men like this, and I got to vent for a minute. This is one of my soapboxes. I had a relationship with a person tried to kill me with a potato peeler. It's like, when they get to this point, or when they've got these issues, a psychic, we can read everyone but ourselves. When they get to these points like you've got an ex-relationship's person who's violent. I mean, you can feel this with her. She's also got some real mental games that she's playing. Anybody else would say, okay, don't. Now, because he is actually technically your man, he's gotten her out, but he hasn't gotten it cleaned out. He hasn't sat down and said, stalking order, no more and enough, because there's something going on with the kids or something. There's something about financial issues with her. She's playing the woe is me, help me, come in, give me, take care of me, and then you're not mine, and I make it. And there's another man. She could write a drama out of her weekend. It's like, come on, lady, this is as the wild one turns. She's doing stuff. She wouldn't like
that. The thing is, right, she has a fiancé and still ex strange.
That's what I'm feeling. And I'll tell you the really wild thing about her. And these are the ones you got to watch. These are the ones that are lethal. The old Native American saying, isn't the dog that barks that gets you? And it's true. Mm-hmm. The dog that barks is out there, la, 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 la. She's la, la, doing her stuff. But then she gets quiet, and that's when she does these things that she causes a problem. And I can't understand why guys don't just turn around. It's okay for a woman to do this. Oh, the minute something starts to happen, I'm running in. I'm telling all my friends. I'm having my dad after you. My brother's chasing you. You better have a car because I got six cousins mm-hmm. that are going to knock you out. Well, if this is the same thing for us men, why doesn't the man turn around and get the thing of, okay, we got this happening, let's get this person put, let's get it stopped? Because I can see with you, she's putting pressure on you to where you have to defend yourself. This person is not,
right.
She's not letting go, and I don't think that you're one that she wants to grab onto. They're telling me, you guys are saying, don't grab this one, don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
Don't pick that ticket,
wow.
Don't take the ride. And what the angels are saying is they're showing me that this is going in a little more of it. They also show me the really saddest part here is as you've worked with him, you love him. I mean, this is, let's just be blunt. If you didn't, you've got a little bit of a list here, not to be ornery, but, you know, there's other people that would take you out and date in a minute. There's people would like to see you.
Right.
And you're letting him come in, and then he's got cuckoo girl, and he can't understand that. Shut the door on her, put the hammer up, tell the gorilla to go home, tell the grizzly bear to stop barking. Whatever you got to do with the woman, she's not well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting. They're showing me this. They're showing me this is going to go on here. They said by the time we get into September, it's going to be financially. He's got to stop it now. Let him know. You can tell him. A lot of people don't want to tell him psychic Jethro because some people don't believe it. Tell him with my reverendship that you've heard from a spiritual man because I am. Please.
Okay.
You know, please get her out now before she costs you money and other expense. Because what I'm feeling is that there's something she's up to. She's setting him up with someone else. He said fiance, but I keep feeling there's another one. She's drawing men in like a fishing woman. She's got one over here. She's got a little game going on, and then she gets them all uptight. Your guy's going to walk and come get hit in the back of the head or get in a fight because she's got somebody over here mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's just a troublemaker.
Yeah.
And you've told her off. I feel that you and her have had your moment. I mean, they keep telling me you've already kind of went, don't go here.
No, like I said, I haven't really went off. I just been being quiet. You know, like if I see her out, I keep going. I go the other way.
Oh, so you're the quiet one. There's the warning about the quiet dog that bites. She's going.
Yeah, like I want to do something, but I'm not crazy like her. You're right.
And, you know, the really thing is that, you know, it is that we never advocate the violence. And I think you're doing the right, you know, it's like they said there's something else happening for you, too. You know, and it's like it's going just too intense. As you're looking at the energy with you and the fact that's happened here, you can't go this round. And that's where I feel with it. And I feel like you said there, you know, and this is where I'm really encouraging with the right way of it is protection orders, talking with ones, getting it set up, because what's going to happen is she's going to swear bloody murder that you were after her and you were doing it because she said something to you that made you mad enough to defend yourself or get mad enough to, like you said, she's done enough, you want to just grab her and go whammo, and it's not the answer, but it's where you're at. And that's what the guys are telling me. They're also warning me with you that she's one of those ones that's lethal. She's got herself set up that she lives off this stuff, you know, and there, unfortunately, there are people, you know, that I just, and that's where I'm worried for you. I want you to follow us, stay with us on this. You got our number, get a hold of me. We're on once a day and some of the other readers, and let us know with you that you're keeping your cool. We'll put a prayer out and some abundance. I would like you to do a little bit of the shielding. We need to do that so you can go out and do that because she's trying to pull you in. Because she wants, you know, if she could get a fight going with you and him, then she could turn around and get, you know, disturbing the peace, assault and battery. She's got some games that she's playing on you. The thing is, I keep getting that you've more than had enough. Your guys are going, no more, ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I feel.
Yeah. You get everything on it. You are correct to everything.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot.
No problem. We get a hold
thanks
of us in
so
time.
Much.
And thank you.
Okay.
This is Psychic Jethro, and we're having one of those wild nights, and thank you for calling in. We've also got a really intense thing that I've got six of you people. The things are spinning, two are out. So what we're going to do is we're going to relax for a minute. I'm going to find one of those happy songs, and we're going to get this phone to working. One thing that was really cool with the ones that have been calling in is as we're going through this, I'm going to look. Kelly, can you hear me?
Okay. The red microphone went on, so yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, now we've got three other ones waiting. I'm going to try and get them on, and I apologize to you, but I'm going to keep you on mute because of being a co-host, but just kind of watch because it keeps trying to kick me off tonight, and we may have a short show if it continues. Unfortunately, it's doing that a lot. We've got 512. How are you?
Hey, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne, oh my, how are you, Yvonne? I'm glad you called in. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, I hadn't called in a long time. I keep missing it.
I know. I thought you were, like, standing me up.
No, when you told me the time, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're on the east side, on the east coast.
Yeah, I went all the way from Pacific to east. Yvonne's a good friend of ours from Texas, one of the really good people and just a good friend and client and just good person all the way around. And I thank you for calling into Psychics Gone Wild. Yvonne, I'm going to go ahead and have you just go ahead and give me your question.
Well, the relationship, how's that going?
Okay. I'm going to look here into the energy, and I'm going to have you say your name for me real slow.
Yvonne.
Okay. Your guides are showing me that I'm seeing tears. They're showing me a pillow, and I'm seeing tears. And I'm seeing that you, your person that you really love and is in your heart is having a disagreement. They're telling me you guys have had a disagreement, but they're telling me that there's tears, and this I feel that your relationship is kind of what I would call on the hold stage. It's not completely over, but I feel it's on a hold. And I feel like this person is going to be back. I feel this is going to be back. I see the tears. This is where the prayers are. We need this person with you. There's a positive going on with you two. This is the person that's going to be there with you. This is the person that's going to live there. This person's going to have a life around you.
Well, that would be nice.
That's what I'm feeling. And I feel that this also is, this is from other outside people that this has happened. You've also got some other things going on for you that we want to keep the energy really strong there in the fact that, you're really trying to help this person, but you have friends of hers trying to pull her in. It's like you're holding her hand and they're tickling her foot. Well, you're trying to help her in an area of, like, living where you are. She's in a different area and the other people are holding her back because they don't want to be without her.
Yeah. Well, they can still see her.
That's good. I feel the other energy is going to be even stronger with you too. That you're going to be. I feel you two are going to be really hot and heavy. It's saying that July is going to be back.
Yeah. So all this talk about move on and telling me to like go away. Is that just her saying that because of her friends?
I feel that. I do feel that right now, you know, patience to those who have it, and you are going to have it. You are still going to set, and the thing is that I don't think this is done. You can pretty much know, you know, I've read for you for quite a while, and I feel that this is a new relationship I'm reading for you with, but I do feel this, and I do feel that part of what's happening with you, Yvonne, is that these other people and this other stuff, so you're going to set back. You go ahead. You know, she's saying move on. You set back. You stay really calm. Didn't you also have her want stuff like a video from you just recently and some other things? That's you personally.
Yes.
That's what our guides are saying. The angels are also saying that, you know, I wouldn't rule it out. I would not rule this relationship out yet. I would also start really putting in the intense and the other work that we've got happening of, okay, Yvonne, you're a worker. You work really hard. You're one of the few people I want to say, I want you to take a vacation and I want you to take another one for the vacation you're going to need. You are always working, and it's one of those qualities about you, Yvonne. But I also know that, you know, if we can find a little time around where you can just kind of get out a couple days, take some time off by yourself, get out to the nature, feel the earth energy. Yvonne, we need to get you to a place like I used to go up to Sedona and the big mountains, or I go to Rocky Mountains, a place where you can yell and nobody's going to tell. You can go up there and you can yell and scream. Her friends, you can tell that person, mind your own business, get out of here, and spirituality, you can release all of it because you've got so much hurt in your heart chakra right now. Talking to you on the phone is making me want to cry because you love the person, you feel the energy, and what you got happening here is you've got an outsider who's petty, and they're not honest. There's something about you, you know, Yvonne, you can take anything if they're honest. But if they're a Mattel person, and that's my expression for people who are fake, you can't deal with them. You're too blunt. You're ornery. You're just, I mean, that's the only word I can describe you, Yvonne. I've known you for a while. You're just flat from the front. You just straight up, and, you know, you're a very nice, strong, attractive woman, and they'll either accept you or they won't. But one thing about you, they'll know exactly where you stand from the time they meet you to the time they don't, because you are right from the front. Now, this is a really good quality, but this, I'm going to call this person a brat. We're unspiritual and we are mature, but this brat that you're dealing with that's in you guys' relationship is what's causing this other problem. And they're telling me that this person has another person they're playing with. They have another relationship. It's not like they're sleeping with your person. But they're telling me, and the guys are telling me, that they like keeping this attention, and they like having it's like having everyone be the mommy. They keep telling me the mommy. So they're having her do things like this, they're having her there, and the angels are telling me is we're going to put a little stronger prayers and stuff in it, and I get here by the 21st of July, I get that you and your relationship are not only talking terms, but I get you guys are working out and working on another trip together to see each other, because the vacation you guys had wasn't right. There's something about the time you had, and now let's just let all that go, and just let's give each other another chance, relax, and have another chance of just you and her together, and a vacation just for you two together. If she's uncomfortable, like you feeling like this other person didn't want to come along, well, then let's do something different. Let's invite some different people.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm doing? I'm painting the picture. I'm taking my crayons out. I'm marking off Miss Little Kitty Face. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting the little X across her and go, she's now a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm painting a picture over it, and then what we're doing, and I'm doing the angels and the guides are doing, because what's going to come out of this is you need to have a real chance with Mickey, and you need to also see the energy. And that's what the guides are saying, and you're not done there. So that's what I get for you, and I'm really going to keep the prayers for you, and I'm going to, you know, suggest that we get you to, I want to get you sometime into one of our meditation classes. You are one that really could benefit, not just the breathing exercises, but the actual mental works and the energies and, you know, like the totem calling. I mean, you have a very, do you know your bottom totem?
No.
Now we got you on the spotlight, Yvonne. Yvonne's one of our very intuitive people, too, people, so I can tease her. But, you know, we all have our four totems. Your side totems change all the time. Your top totem and your bottom totem stay the major the same. Your bottom totem, your animal one, is a badger. So now does that kind of help you understand why all these times I've always teased you about being ornery? One thing about it, you're really great, and you're really, badgers are one of those best animals, but do not push a badger. Never corner a badger. And least of all, don't try to play with the badger's people and expect them to accept it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Study that up a little bit, and we'll laugh again, and we'll talk later. You know, and Jethro's the only friend that calls us animal names, but you have a lot of badger, and it's a very positive. And I would like that, because I want to see also as working with some of the energies here so that we can have this. And like those of you who are doing the classes, then you put those totems together and you have one totem go do this work, you have one helping, and you bring it. Because your person that you've got there has the totem of a raccoon. Now, this is a compatible relationship. A raccoon is very little mischievous. They like to – I get that Nikki's a wild partier. I get that when she's partying and she turns loose, She's a very fun person, very much wild person. That's a raccoon, and I'll share honestly, that's my bottom totem. People will tease you. You know, in the day now, it's orange juice. Back in the days, in my wildness, also with the real fun thing, too, is a raccoon are very, very, we like the fun and the silly. If things get real serious, we can run faster than most bears. A raccoon, if you've ever seen a scared one in the woods, no. They're moving. We're not waiting to see who's scared who. We're out of there. You know, the really funny thing is watch, and notice this about her. Watch how she acts with her hands, you know, and you and Nikki will see each other later. You know, there's little things about this to know with that totem. And I'm not going to give it all to you because I've got other people, but I want you to kind of look, do a little meditation, do a relaxing, breathe in through your nose, hold, Do about a count of seven. Hold all your lungs. Do it. Relax. Do that for a while, the breathing exercise. Then I want you to visualize a very, very beautiful glen, like you're out in the woods and it's a beautiful place. And notice what comes. You're going to see your badger. Your badger's never far from you. When I first read you in Sedona, Arizona, your badger was the first thing that came in the door. I think it beat you in the door there at the Crystal Castle that day.
That's funny. But yeah, you were right on.
You have been a really good friend, and I'm going to keep the prayers, and I want you to continue to call in, and I've got some other ones behind there. I don't want to get in trouble for having favorites, and I thank you, Yvonne, and we'll talk again, and, you know, just let me know what you find out, what's going on, because I keep seeing the raccoon looking at the water and seeing the badger. You're looking over her shoulder like, okay, you know, are you done being mad yet? Are you done being mad yet? Are you done being mad yet? And it's going to be okay. It's all right. You know, I'm going to give you some prayers, and then we're going to play a few minutes of music here. We're going to play a very beautiful song, and I'm going to thank everybody, and we've got another half an hour of coming back.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. How's everybody doing tonight? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, that's pretty good. We have a question from someone in chat real quick. Some of the folks in chat can get computers, but they don't have a way to call in.
Sure.
Michael was just wondering if there's anything that's holding you back. He's in their readings by Michael.
Okay, I would have to speak with him, feel his energy, right. Or I'd have to see his picture to be, you know, certain. And I,
okay.
What I could do is have him send an email to me, and I'll just go ahead and do it at psychicjets@aol.com, and I'll read his aura for free and just do it that way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
good, I'll send that to my friend.
Okay.
All right, I will do that. There's also a gal, someone in there, this Energy One, was wondering about her other half is like health problem stuff. Like, I'm not sure on that one. Same thing. It's like, just have them email you at the psychic.
Yeah, because thank you. Another one. We've done three popular tonight with you guys, and I do thank you with that. And yeah, please do that. I apologize as a psychic, but I really have to kind of pick up from you, because it's like I'm picking up your energy. So if you send me a picture or you talk to me on the phone, I've had people I can read. Like if your family calls in, you can have them call in, and I can read from them to you. But I really pride myself, and I'm very accurate. So what I want to make sure is that I am getting that energy. Because if they just say a name to me, the guides are going to do it. Sometimes they'll instinctively do that, but a lot of times it's from outside. So for me, I want you to have like a phone call from a family member, you know, and the other ones. I thank you guys that are in the chat room, and I love what you guys are doing. So always follow us and send us that. We are really trying to pick up and upgrade our groups. In the last 2 days, we're getting people to join. So please do that. And, you know, Kelly, let them know. Put my email up for them, and, you know, and let them know in there, you know, I'm talking and type, you're trying to type, but if you'll let them type in there and let them know that they can, you know, to do that, and that would be, for me, that's the best way for me to read them.
Okay.
You know?
We'll do it. Okay.
We got quite a few waiting here, so we're going to go right back to our guests. We've got 23 minutes left, and we're doing a fun Sunday. Hello?
Ah, you still got me. Are you trying? We got 512, 478, or 337. Who are you trying to get?
Yeah, I'm still trying to. It's all right. I think sometimes when we have all this on here, the customers get. So I'm going to go into the next one that's been waiting. And it's like
how about 512?
We
got 512 on.
I don't know why it's not letting me do it, but it's like I'm trying to do my show, and it's not letting me push the buttons, and that really bothers me. I'd like to be able to read people that's on here, so I'm going to go ahead and ask that they go ahead and we get the 478. You've waited a long time, and I'm trying to get on, and it's like we had that, and there we go, 478, you're on. I think what's happening is we've got other people controlling the site. That's really not good, because then we got two people, three people on. 478, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Really frustrated with this phone trying to do this. It's just like I get, you know, I'm trying to read, and I'll get three or four people on at the same time, and it's like, woo.
That always happens. This is Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Remember that?
I do. I should have known it was you. It's what's going on. Wanda's on the line for me.
How are you? That happened to last. I set my call was here.
It does it every time. I am great. I am really feeling great and just going through some really blessings. It's been one of those weeks where I've been really just praying to get the books read. And I heard that you were reading my book, and I'm like, Wanda's reading my book.
Yes, I am. It's really good.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
I'm
really enjoying it. I'm reading it in pieces when I have time, but that's good because I have something to look forward to and relax.
Thank you. I ask you to do me a favor. Anybody that's out there listening that's read it or reading it, please, if you're an Amazon customer, please go on Amazon and tell them how you feel with the book, because they got me on a thing where I went in and I sold all the books in October, and then we changed it because they had me in a self-help program. And I laugh. I guess it does help, but my book is written really for New Age, and it's to discuss about psychics. And, you know, I wouldn't even have took a biography because it is my real life. It's actually my real life. And, you know, thank you for what you said about Rena, but then the goose turned around and he had to restart me all over back in New Age as a psychic. And I wanted to laugh and go, well, you guys are definitely psychic. It took you 6 months to figure out living in the psychic realm is a book about a psychic. You know, I just got to laugh. But that's how the luck goes for me. And thank you, Wanda, for calling in. I should have known. I've been having all this technical stuff, and it's been Wanda tonight. I'm so happy that you called.
Now everything will be clear when I get off.
Oh, you aren't getting off. You're going to stay on here. You're one of our favorite people, and I just love with you on here. And what I'm really glad that I'm catching in with the energy with you is going, I feel like there's something else going on with it, is that they're also looking at and trying to get some other energies here going on. You know, and it's like something else is kind of really giving me the feeling here, Wanda, that you've been working a lot of hours, but there's something going on again with you, and is it it's your son or something? There's something going on with the son.
Yes.
What I'm feeling here, Wanda. And I'm glad you called in. Wanda, you know, you guys all laughing. I bet they're wondering tonight. This has been my regular night, and I love all these friends. So those of you who are turning in new go, God, this guy, these people, we haven't talked in months. So you guys understand. This has been the night and the energy, and I just
David
thank
texts
you.
Me. She says, it's fine. I was like, okay, good.
Tell Ms. Debbie that they had a dog on the Facebook, and I spent all night finding it a home in Georgia, and I kept thinking afterwards, okay, wait a minute. I didn't dawn on me till late in the morning. Why didn't I get a hold of Debbie? Debbie would have texted, and that dog would have had a home in 10 minutes flat. You know, and I from now on, tell Debbie she's going to start getting calls. She made me put her, did she tell you what she did? She had me put her in my call list. And it just made me, I loved it. I told her, I said, Sir Debbie, and I said, you know, and I go, well, that makes sense. And then I laughed afterwards. I thought, okay, I've read since 1995, sometimes 10 to 12 customers a day. And I was going through the ratio with people, and I thought, Debbie needs to be in my call. I just went along with
her.
Yeah,
she's right up there.
She's up there. We love her. Well, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but I can feel what the guys are saying with us Native Americans and as readers that we are going through the extension and the energies that were here on the American lands, Wanda. So we're going to be heightened more by our strengths and ability than we've ever been.
Wow.
And I thought of you, and I got to tell you, Wanda, I don't think the world's ready for a stronger Wanda. I think we need to call out now to the council and say, hey, she's doing good, let her be. We love Wanda. She's very psychic. Wanda's a very gifted, very positive person. But I thought, no, because we need this to do this for the blessings, because I know how a good person you are. And I thought, you know, Wanda will get more stronger energy, and then I want you, when you think of me, think of all of us for the blessings, please, because I know when this energy comes in, you're going to share this with the rest of us, and it's like, yay. You know, and I do feel here with the energy that the guys are telling me. They said that your son is, it's like I feel like he's trying to get through some other things. This is where the guys are helping. He's got a very strong totem. He's got a big totem. I feel like it's a bear. Every time I go to think of your son, I feel like this big bear. Moon bear.
Yeah.
Moon bear.
He's a big bear.
He's a big bear, yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm feeling. I've never met him. I've read for you, and I've read for friends, and I'm feeling from you through there as we were talking. I feel there's a bear. They're also telling me that this year has going to be, it's been so troublesome for him, and it's karma and things he's going with and working on that he can't seem to really get it to stop.
Yeah, he's doing a lot better.
What I'm getting with the other energy, I feel like you're going to handle out what you kind of wanted to handle out, and I feel like, you know, going into some other stuff, it's like also it's going to be another strength for you. It looks like you're going to be able to handle some of the other things you've got happening, and it's like one of those things is that you're going to be able to get through some other stuff. You've got a little bit of health things here, Wanda. You never say much, and I love you dearly, and here you call me in, and I mother you. But you take care of Wanda. I'm a little worried to hear about you. Sometimes you get so, you know, it's like I know you're strong, but it's okay to get some help.
Yeah, right? I'm getting there.
I'm getting there, yeah. Wanda's getting there, yeah. In what year? I know you. You're like, work so hard, and then we try to get you to get. I feel like, you know, that it's like we love you, and we want you to know that. You know?
Yeah. I'm a lot better.
Good. Very good.
You
Wanda,
call it right last time I talked to you.
It's been a while.
You told me I had some problems health-wise in a certain area, and you hit it right on the money because Christmas, I had to have surgery.
I read for you almost October, November last year.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head.
I feel with the angels with you now. They're telling me that just take it easy, you know, baby steps. And I know this is like, you know, I have, like we all know with my family, I have Native American women in my family, and, you know, through it. You guys listen for about 3 minutes, and you smile, and you go and do your own thing. But I'm really wanting you to listen to me, really, Wanda, that they want you to just take it cash. And the reasoning also is because through the years, you've been through a lot. And you know, people, you know, you're not a whiner. You're not a complainer. You're a very good person, and you're also been through a lot of energy. And they're just saying take it easy because they're showing me that your system is trying to recoup and to get you to really feel good again. And I think that's what's going to happen. I also see a really good blessing for you in September. I see not just some financial, but I see some other good stuff. And that's about the time they're all talking of these predictions we're going to have. You know, I've heard this from two different Native American friends of mine from other reservations and some other friends that are going to do. By the way, we're going to have a shaman on the radio show, too. So I will call you or Debbie the night that we have him on.
Okay.
I definitely want to have you call in and mess with him. No, I'm teasing. I love Wanda. You guys could tell I tease everybody tonight, but it's like, yes, and I really feel that what's going to happen is that we're going to get you through it. I also am feeling some other things here about with you that you know, and I tried to get you in a relationship, and you're still outrunning that. The guys are telling me that you're kind of looking at being okay. You've got friends and stuff, but the guys are still trying to do that.
Yeah, I'm working on that too.
I'm glad they said you would. They said you would come around. You'd come around here about June or July, and I'm glad that you are agreeing that it's okay. You know, and one thing I really like with the energy with you, Wanda, and what the guys are saying with you is that they're putting in some other strengths here. They're asking you to be really to do the positive feather for it. I see with your son, the bear, I see him also going through, it's like, you know, it's one of those good times. They say they're telling me that he is going to be seeing some really good things at the end of the year. And this is something I have a son too that's a bear. It's ironic how some totems come through, but it's like that totem. They're telling me with you, him, that he's basically going to be able to have a really good fall. And a lot of times, you know, the bear goes to sleep during the fall. So people are like, okay, you know, what happens during the time with your totems? Well, they become cash, they go through. But while his are sleeping, it's going to be bringing in a lot of good positive because that's what the manifesting time. And they're telling me that it's going to be a good fall for him. And they said that what's happened here as it goes through the winter is that there's some other people wanting to also get with him. There's like, I feel him getting people. And it's like, this is going to be where they're starting to kind of pull in some people and some kind of working on some goals and ideas he has. There's some things he's got that would be very good for him and others together financially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I feel that.
He's going to be a father tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Be rocking.
That's the other thing you told me.
Yeah.
Before it happened. That was back in September.
Thank you for telling me. Thank you. You know, people forget that as psychics, they assume that we just, because we do know. It's good to hear this. I thank you for letting me, you know, thank you for doing this. One, you're going to get me all teary-eyed.
Yeah, she told me that he was, and he's like, no. And then it's like within the month. And so, she's going in the morning.
Congratulations. And I
thank you.
See, you know, and this is one thing I want to thank you, Wanda, is when I was telling you this was the birthday present that Wanda had a reading bought for, and Wanda was just like, okay, you're like, okay. And I'm going through it and just rattling all this stuff out to her. Wanda never spoke a word. And I'm just like, whoa. And all of a sudden I feel her reading me back. And then all of a sudden Wanda reads me, and you were correct. We went across the country. We're living in Florida. My relationship here doing really great. We're looking at down here, you know, really well. The book has gotten cleared up. Things are even going better. The book's out now, really marketing. I didn't realize then, you know, what was going on, who knew it was in a self-help book? I mean, I want to go, what? I'm a self-helper.
It's a surprise read, but it's a good read.
Thank you.
No more airplanes.
And I have, yes, exactly. And I tease me because the ones are like, what else is happening? And I go, what else I've got is I realize I started out with it, you know, writing as a little kid. And I think that's why I'm glad that the other ones are like, what else did you get? I said, I got the really strong gifts and I got the friends. And I think that 2011, you and the others become friends like that. So. I thank you, Wanda. It looks like we're down to the last, getting down on the show. Is there anything you want to tell everybody out there? Anything you want to ask? What do you want to do, Wanda?
No. Tell them that you're great and you hit it right on the money every time. I enjoy talking to you so much.
Thank you very much. You made my night. Blessings and congratulations on being a grandma. And keep
Thank
us
you.
Tuned. You know, we'll do a blessings towards that little baby.
Oh, yes, little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone.
Hello, we've got this is Psychic Jethro, and we've got a couple other callers that came in. We're having some other things here. We're checking it out. Are you, Kelly?
Ah, yeah, that's me. Hey, catch one below me. Catch restricted. It's like that's Michael. It's like he managed to
I've got
call in with
ahead
questions.
Of him. I'm sorry to apologize, but I got to go through the people that come in first. And
yeah.
I had somebody we were talking about, and I wanted to tell her on the baby, and all of a sudden it's just like it cut us off. I apologize, Michael, but we'll get to you. Hang on, we've got 8 minutes left of the show, and it's what happens as we go through. I've got a couple ahead of you. 337. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I apologize. We're kind of running a little bit on our phones, going a little wild here. And Wanda, wherever you are out there, blessings to you and the family. I took my friend off the phone. 337, how are you? And this is Psychic Jethro.
I'm good. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. If you'd like to give me your first name and your question.
My name is Tamla, and I just wanted to know if you can give me a general reading. I know you're pressed for time, so I'm just going to keep it simple.
Oh, yeah. You guys, I want you guys all to stay with us. You're all coming home with us. This is like the coolest group tonight. Everybody's all laid back. You're all friendly. Past readings made me cry because of saying things. And Pamela, picking up with you, I feel like that you have a lot going on. I feel like you've got a lot of strength.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like what's happening with you, Pamela, is this year you're gathering up your forces. You're looking at things you've got to have happening. They keep showing me, like, remodeling of some kind. They keep showing me, like, wallpaper being taken down and things being taken and new things being done.
Mm-hmm.
The guides are showing me that with you. They also are showing me a person with just, like, this most beautiful smile, really good teeth.
Me? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I've been getting some holistic therapy and doing a lot of stuff naturally to keep my body in shape because I'm in my 40s now and it's a challenge. And I'm trying to do it naturally where I don't have to go to the doctor and get all kind of medicines and stuff.
I really appreciate that. And I really like the fact that, you know, you really are doing that. And I think that's part of it. And I you know, it's just that the guides are telling me that. They're also telling me with you that as you're going through the things you have been going through in your life, this is going to be a stronger time. Now, do you mind? This is a horrible thing for a man to ask a woman. Can you tell me the year you were born, though?
71, June 4th, 71.
71. I just keep feeling that the reason that they keep showing me this energy with you and the reason they keep talking about it is they keep telling me I'm a 63, which is a rabbit, but you're going through the energies of this later part of your life is going to be real better. They're telling me also that the guides are saying with you that you're going through some other parts of other things you wanted to have happen and are getting a chance to gather all those forces back together. You know, you talked about your health, but I also hear the angels telling me that in relationship, you were looking for and have been trying to get some things happening?
Yes, that has been a challenge for a while. It's like, I guess that when you have children, you focus on your children and you focus on work, you kind of dibble and dabble in relationships. And at one time, my energy was sporadic in that area and I didn't pay attention. I was dealing with men at that time who I probably shouldn't have been. And then now I'm just more focused on me and cultivating my own spirit. So I'm just kind of getting my frequencies up so that way I can attract the right one.
And it's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you something that I really would encourage you, Pamela, to take some of my psychic class. And I know that some people go, oh, I don't want to do that. But you are not only really gifted, but also you need to do a little past regression work here because you had a past life and this is what's happening. You're cleaning up all the karma. This is the life you came in with your hands in the sink going, everything's getting clean. When I walk away from this life, it's going to be clean. And it's a good thing. And they show me a man with you. They show me a very positive relationship. They show me you and him communicating and you guys holding hands. You also have one of those unique gifts is you have a butterfly for a totem, which means that you're able to really not only be very beautiful, but also you're able to transform continually. Now, people who...
I get that a lot. That's amazing. I didn't realize the butterfly correlation. Wow.
Your totems always come around you. And one of the excellent things, that, and this is one of the things people were like, you know, the first people say, well, that's an insect. It's the most beautiful insect. It also, if you look at the lifespan and how it does with a butterfly, it's continually going through that. It's one of the beautiful freedom signs. It's also, they come to you. They're letting you know. Watch the different colored ones of it, because like orange is power and force. Yellow means an emotional day. Red means, you know, notice how many different ones. Blue is very communicative, spiritual day.
Okay.
You know, I thank you. We've got this person waiting, and Kelly's got him on the phone. And Pamela, would you please contact and come back and see us again at 773-897-6461?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and blessings to you, Pamela.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to be doing this. I'm going to keep trying to push on the number. Someone's trying to help me or something. I wish they wouldn't, because for some reason it's really causing a conflict. But we're going to go ahead and try to get the computer to do this. I've got Psychic Jethro and Psychic's Gone Wild, and when it starts doing it, I think what's happening is someone else is trying to control the board. I hope it's not Kelly or one of you that's on, because you got to let me do it, because when like three people are controlling, it don't work. But, you know, if you guys give me a chance, what I'm going to do is I would like to read Michael on the restricted, and I keep pushing the button, and it's not letting me do it. I apologize. This may be sometimes we have a conflict with the computer and Blog Talk. One of the great things is I've been working with and talking to another station, and I may be hopefully going to be able to move Psychic's Gone Wild over where we can all try that. I used to do the mixtalk.com. Those of you who are regulars from there on the Living in the Psychic Realm. And, you know, it's going in, you know, it's like it's going on. It's like, I understand Kelly's not doing, I don't know what's going on. It's the board. The board won't do it. It seems to be doing it, Kelly, and it kind of lost him. I don't know what happened there. But,
yeah, I don't know. It's like, no, I'm just chatting. It's like, I'm not messing with anything there. It's like, it just all
Michael's got something
that,
now, and Michael's talked to you about his radio show. I would like to maybe try and do his show. Maybe there's something about energy between
them.
So, you know,
yeah,
give me some information.
That's kind of what we're chatting about in there.
Cool. You know, I only do it these couple days. So what I, you know, when I'm on, I kind of do it that way. 512, it's Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Jethro. How are you doing today? Okay. We've got that. We got me and Kelly at the last of it. Kelly, I don't know what happened to him. We've got with Michael. We've got a few others. And I'm going to go ahead and just stall it out because I know what the guys are doing. The last 2 minutes, it's me and you. And I guess he was trying to get on with us and he had that.
Yeah, he wanted a reading.
And I would like to just got to read the people that come in first. It's fair for people not to have to come up cut in line, you know? And I you know, even though if they are chatting with you, one thing we used to do, and we've had really good luck with, and we used to do it before, is the people that are chatting in the room, if you put down your date of birth or you do your numbers, and like when I'm in there, I'll do like a chat. Well, you know, like you do, Kelly, with your birth cards, I'll give that type of reading, and then we do the readings on the phone for that psychic, so we're not conflicting. And I'm thinking that, you know, we've got that. One thing we were doing is, Kelly, what days are you on now so they can get in contact with you and the days you're doing reading?
On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Mine are all at noon. It's just, and it varies on the times. Right now on Wednesdays, Amy Kavanaugh's on doing those the chakra classes with us. It's like, at least I hope she's going to be on with this coming Wednesday. It's like she got... In the flood you guys had down there, it's like she got her phone and her car ruined, both. So it's like I haven't been able to get back in contact with her. I'm not sure she's got a phone back yet. So I'm hoping she's got a phone by Wednesday, so we'll be able to get a hold of her. Okay, Michael's back in chat.
Okay, and we've gotten less than 90 seconds, and I want to thank you and Michael for taking over the show tonight. I don't know what was going on, but we had fun, and thank you all you regular clients who came in, and, you know, we're welcome to get together when we can. Sometimes in energy, when we're having it on the phone, I've noticed that, like me and Kelly have, that we have different energies. So tonight might have been one. I welcome the fact that we all complement and we do other radio shows. I will be doing some different shows, and some other friends of mine have been on. Well, we do welcome and want to have, is the different people on. So tune in, and tomorrow we'll be having another one of our fun shows. Kelly, thank you for that. I don't know what happened, but I guess it just didn't want me to push.
What time are you on? What time is the Monday show? What time are you on Monday?
Monday's always on at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and it's noon your time. And I always, I've been doing that since we changed that. We've been trying to really work with the fact to do a variety because of Gone Wild. So we're really welcoming any of you guys who really would like to call in. We do that, we've got different people on, and we'll let them talk. I laughed tonight. What fun.
Because it was crazy in here. It was like, I kept kicking people out and dropping calls. I was like, I was sitting there watching it going, holy moly. It kicked me out once, too, so,
Well, you got to watch me do it. I usually leave Kelly alone when she's doing her job, so I'm going to go ahead and call it a good night, and we'll thank you guys and have one tomorrow.